Welcome to the Red River Podcast, where we recognize our strength relies on our bond. We are challenged to live a life on mission. So what does that look like as a wife, a mom, in my career, or just a typical everyday? We unpack the highs and lows as we share practical tips, uncover areas most of us could work on, and thoughts on where to start. So grab a friend and I'll introduce you to some of mine as we engage in coffee chats about how to live a missional lifestyle as an everyday woman. I'm your host, Candace Reyes, and you're listening to the Red River Podcast. Hey friends, welcome back to the Red River Podcast. I'm your host, Candace Reyes, and I am so, so glad you chose to join us for our 13th episode because friends, 13 is my favorite number. In fact, it is a family number for us, and that's just a little fun fact because all of our kids were born on the 13th, and so was I. If you remember, on June 13th, that was when I turned the big number 40, and we had such a great time. But 13 is such a huge, it means so much to me. And so it's very fitting that this will be the last episode for this season. I want to just let you guys know, because we are in the middle of book launch, it is just fast and furious. And so we're going to take the month of July off after this episode, and we are just going to be hitting the ground running as we are promoting the new book, Awake My Soul, Three Ways to Ignite Your Relationship with God. And in fact, I'll be on several other friends' podcasts and just really starting to talk about this book and hopefully invite more people to join me as they choose to say yes to God on a one-on-one, just time with Him. I like to call it a date, but a lot of other people don't like to call it a date, so I'm choosing not to use that word all the time, even though I just kind of told you about it. But I want to encourage you guys, if you are looking for a resource that walks you through personal one-on-one time with God through prayer, reading God's word, and praise in a very structured and organized way, as well as just a short period of time. I've had so many friends come and talk to me about how they want to get into the word, they want to dive into prayer, but they feel like they have to do it for hours on end to do any justice to that time. And I want to share with you guys, God loves you. He wants to spend time with you, as much time as you will give Him, but He also realizes that we have a job to do, that we are here to work, and He knows that. And so if you can offer Him 15 minutes of your time, He rejoices. He gets so excited to have that time with you. So I want to encourage you, check out our book. We walk you through those three principles in 5 minutes a piece, which adds up to a full 15 minutes total. So I just want you to check it out. I think it's something that will bless you and bless your home as well. And this study is not just for women. It is actually for men and women. We have couples that are actually doing the study together, which is so amazing. It makes me so excited because they are not only making a conscious decision to unify themselves with God in a really intimate way, but they're also doing it together, putting God in the center of their relationship, which is going to strengthen their marriage and strengthen their legacy. I mean, just the ripple effects alone are just, I mean, only God knows. Only God knows. And it makes me excited. But also, just for you to know, in case you're not aware, this particular book, we are not receiving any of the proceeds. You're like, what? Yeah, we are not. In fact, every dime that goes into this book is going to be repurposed for it to be translated, published again, and then shipped to the missionaries or the pastors that are worldwide who are desperately wanting this resource for their congregation, for their flock, for the people that they are ministering to, who are seeking just, how do I have this relationship with God? How do I make a personal relationship with God? Because they just don't get it. And trust me, I didn't get it either. I needed to walk down this road first and find ways to just be with Him. And it's very simple. And I know a lot of times because it's so simple, we don't think we can do it. So there you have it. Now we have a book and it walks you through that. So check it out. You can check it out at hookstercrook.com/mhmerch, and you can even give if you want to help donate to fund this resource for missionaries and pastors worldwide. Or if you want to purchase your own copy, because when you purchase your own copy, you are also helping us give to other cultures, other worldwide missionaries, other pastors, and having it translated. And in fact, right now we have one book completely funded for translation in Bengali, and half of the book has been completed in that translation. In fact, I received an email from my friend over in India who's having this all processed for me, that I trust and is just a phenomenal man. He is having it translated, and he sent me a copy of the half of the book completed. Friends, I am excited. I am so excited to see what God does in that cultural, in that time, in that area of India, to just proclaim the good news of God. So, if you're wanting to participate, jump online. I'll have the link for you in our notes as well so that you can check it out. Now, last week I shared with you the first half of the 40 lessons that I've learned over the last 40 years, because we're celebrating my 40th. And this week we're going to finish that up by diving into the top 20 lessons that I've learned in my 40 years. And some of these lessons you might actually relate to, and some of them you may not, and that's okay. I would love to hear from you though. Go, if you want to email me some of the lessons you've learned that maybe I didn't cover, I'd love to hear them. If you are wanting to dive in deeper with the lessons that I've shared here today, then, because I'm just going to like bust them out. I'm not going to sit and just kind of like tell you all the information on it, because again, I want to be mindful of your time. So I'm just going to bust them out. But if you want to dive in a little deeper, or if you want to know why I'm thinking this way, or why this was a lesson for me, then I want to encourage you to jump online and subscribe to hookstercrook.com, become an email subscriber, so that way you can receive this in text form. Okay, so I'll send it to you in text form, so that you can read through and even find some scriptures that maybe you didn't realize kind of correlate with that. Okay, 20 is community, not competition. Community, not competition. That's such a good message that God has shared with me on that. Number 19, obedience requires bravery. 18 is be the first to forgive. It's not always easy to do this, but it is so rewarding. So rewarding. Number 17, talk with God before you talk to your friend. Now, I will go into detail on this one just a little bit, because friends, one thing that I have learned over the last couple of years is if I go to my friends with my problems or my frustrations, then out of the goodness of my friend's heart, a lot of times they tend to stir the pot. They tend to keep that fire brewing. Where when I've learned after hearing Lisa Turkers talk about how her husband will just go into the bedroom and talk to God about her and his frustrations, I decided to start doing that myself. And friends, it's remarkable what God can do if you take it to Him first and not take it to a friend. When you take it to God first, He knows exactly what it is that you need to hear, in effect of just gaining different perspective. Now, I can still be irritated, I can still be not happy with the situation, but He does help me have a different perspective when I take it to Him first. And it ends up calming me down enough to where I can actually hold a conversation with that person that maybe has harmed me, or maybe has made me angry or frustrated, and hold a conversation with them in a way that it's going to get something good out of it. Okay, there's going to be some knowledge given in that conversation. I may not agree with with the situation or their thought process, but I definitely have a different perspective and I'm able to listen. Okay? So, I just want to encourage you, if you find yourself frustrated, go to God first. Go to God first. Number 16. God is my shield, not my own thoughts or strengths. Number 15, obey God's prompting and try not to waste too much time getting there. Number 14, praise will bring his peace. When we praise and worship, we feel God's peace. Number 13, there is value in the small. In fact, there is a lot of value in the small. I know people say go big or go home. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you go small and you'll have a ball. I don't know. Anywho, number 12, fear's job is to prevent, but the Holy Spirit will represent. And what that means is the Holy Spirit will equip you to step out and be brave. So fear's job is to prevent you from actually doing what God has ordained you to do, doing what God has anointed you to do, whether that is something small like go and give a gift card to that homeless person on the side of the street, giving them a gift card to go out to eat. Or maybe it is going and talking to a complete stranger and hearing their story. But fear is going to try to prevent you from living the best life that God wants for you. And so the Holy Spirit will represent you and he will help encourage you to step out and live that obedience. So he goes before you and he comes behind you. So friends, just know fear does not have to have its hold on you. Number 12, step back and gain perspective. Recall God's faithfulness and then attack from afar when facing a battle. Number 10 is probably one of my favorites, is armor is unique and molded to only fit the soldier it was designed to protect. And if you want to know more about that, then I want to encourage you to go back into episode 4 because I unpacked that for you. Number 9 is I must be filled by him to overflow to others. I must be filled by him to overflow to others. Number 8, not every good thought is a God thought. And that comes from my pastor. That comes from my local pastor. He made that comment and just really stuck with me because I have a lot of thoughts. Number 7, my mouth reveals who I serve. What I say is going to reveal who I serve. Number 6, repentance removes pride. Number 5, Jesus gives us our redemption story. Amen. Number 4, God has equipped my husband with wisdom and I can trust him. I can trust his leadership. And that's a personal lesson I've learned, that God has equipped my husband with the wisdom, with wisdom, and I can trust him and his leadership. I've seen God move in my husband in ways that I'm just, it amazes me. And I have heard his wisdom as he has taught our kids, as he has even taught me. I have heard his godly wisdom, and I know he receives that from the Lord, because he puts in time and time with God through prayer, reading God's word and praise. So I know I can trust his leadership. Number 3, your story has power and people want to hear it. That's a lesson I've learned. Number 12, godly confidence starts with the Holy Spirit. And it's through my dates with God daily that strengthen my reliance on him. And my number one thing, drum roll, my number one is God is my treasure. I've learned that God is greater than gold. God is greater than money. God is greater than a career. God is greater than anything this world can possess or offer me. God is my treasure. And he loves me. He fights for me. He was angry when things were done to me that were wrong. He has redeemed me and restored me, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to repent. My identity isn't defined by what was done to me or the skills I have, but by the one who formed me and what he's done for me. Thank you guys for tuning in today to the top 40 lessons I've learned over the last 40 years. Maybe you can relate to some of these lessons. Maybe you have some different lessons you've learned over the years. If so, if you want to share those with me, I'd love to read them. Go ahead and email me. I'll put the link for you below. I'd love to hear from you and learn some of the things that maybe you've learned. Also, I just want to remind you guys that this will be our last episode for this season, and we will pick it back up in August with new conversations with new people that are a part of our Red Rover community, as well as some freebies that I'm going to offer you guys. I cannot wait for August to get here, but I also know that God is going to do a good thing for the remaining month of July, so I'm going to try to cherish it as much as possible, and I hope you will too. So, friends, enjoy your July. Pre-order your copy of the inductive study, Awake My Soul, 3 Ways to Ignite Your Relationship with God, and continue living this life on mission. I'll see you in August. Hey friends, thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you found a nugget that resonated with you from today's episode. If so, there's a couple of things you could do to help us bring more quality episodes. First, follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. That way you don't miss a single episode. Second, share this episode or two with a friend. And third, write a review to tell us what you enjoyed about today's episode. I read every comment and structure our next episode to best suit your needs. So if there's something you want me to discuss, let me know. Thanks again for tuning in to this week. I hope you continue living a life on mission.